Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Hi, Jim. Just wanted to call to congratulate you on your anniversary for the best-looking, smartest, and, of course, most humble fellow I know.
And, of course, you're the best Italian restaurant chooser I know in New York.
It's been great blowing hot air with you over the years.
Sending you a huge hug and a snoo.
Welcome back, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. 7 till the hour, I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. We're having a great visit with our good friend Rob Jollis. Rob is the author of a book that will help you do what we're talking about here, folks, and that's how to define sales training, what it really is. It's not product. It's communication. It's building goodwill. It's getting people to believe that they can trust you. And also how you can help them help their customers. It's repeatable, it's profitable, it's predictable, as he said. And as I added, it's also universal. Your people can walk into any business and use these tools. Rob, besides your book, Customer-Centered Selling, having that in their hands, what are some other specific things that they can do to establish repeatable, predictable, universal sales training for their people? What do you recommend?
Okay. Yeah, you know, it's like if you play golf, it's like you got to find a. They're all certified golf pros. Let's pretend every golf pro is pretty good. So one thing we have to do is we've got to find a process that we can hitch our boat to, and believe in. If we've got that process, we don't keep changing the sales process. Don't keep chasing that flavor of the month. What it'll do is it'll send a message to the sales team that says, well, I'm going to just halfway implement it. I mean, heck, I got the ball in the fairway before this training. I didn't get it as far as that guy, but I've been playing a decent round of golf. They'll talk themselves out of it. So we want to protect that investment, number one, which is, do your due diligence. Jump on Jollis.com. I'll help you with it. But do your due diligence and pick the right process. Once you do, I think – and I'm just going from way back when, but I think still one of the smartest things Xerox did was, of course, they gave us an incentive on our numbers. Mm-hmm. If you're 200% of plan, we're going to take care of you. But, your evaluation isn't 100% about your plan. Mm-hmm. It's about implementing the processes that we put in place here. And that's how you teach a culture in an organization, which meant you could – and you got to have courage for this one, Jim, but you can be 200% of plan. If you're not following the process, and we're going to watch that process, if you're not following that process that we're adhered to, that you committed to, then that's going to show up on your evaluation. In other words, you're not going to be an A performer. Well, you're going to be a B performer.
And the reason, let me tell you a couple of reasons. One example was if I was 150% of my machine budget, but I had dropped down in my supply budget, I got dinged for that. I mean, I might have been a hero in my, because the process was we have a balanced performance. That was part of the process. The other thing is when people are doing well, when they're 200% of budget, but you can't see how they got there. You can't see that they gave proposals, they gave demonstrations, they had the activity. Then what are you going to do when business is off? The people, you're saying a minute ago, the people who always are successful, even when the economy is bad, they're the process people, aren't they? Because they still go through the same reps, whether customers are buying like crazy or whether you have to squeeze it out of them, right?
Yep. A 300 hitter gets 3 hits out of 10, but he gets 30 out of 100. He gets 300 out of 1,000. I mean, that's a consistent number. That's why he takes a Learjet to work, okay? It's funny. You knew two things, Jim, when Xerox was knocking at your door. One, whatever you're going to look at is probably going to be about 15 to 20% more of anything else you're going to peek at. And number two, and importantly, whoever walks through that door is going to be sharp, respectful, and talented. And that's important, and that's the victory of sticking with a process. Mm-hmm. Don't change it, but manage to it and make it a part of that evaluation. So I love you 200, 150% of plan. You're a hero on one side, but there's more to it. That's
it's
how
non-negotiable.
We change the culture.
The process,
right. That
the process
creates
to be non-negotiable.
Culture.
Yeah, because it's the one thing that you can stand on. And especially when you train your trainers, when you train your managers to do this, it's the best way for them to take your goals and apply them to the field. The process will make that connection. Hey, Rob, the books, Customer Centered Selling, The Way of the Road Warrior, Why People Don't Believe You, that's the new one, right?
That's a new one. But don't forget How to Change Minds, because if anything that we talked about in this conversation bothered anyone in terms of, gee, I don't want to be pushy, I don't know, what is that manipulation that this guy's talking about? That will really show you the difference between influence and manipulation.
Hey, Rob,
if we can figure that out, we won't be afraid of a process.
My job here is to bother people, so don't take that away from me. Hey, Rob, good job today. Well done.
Jollis.com.
Rob Jollis, ladies and gentlemen. I told you we'd get smarter when Rob joined us. And so we did. We got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, reminding you to seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.